and the dairy processors took centre stage at the National Dairy Conference today. A range of views on the agenda. They talked about levies for milk, also milk pricing, and a minimum price scheme that's been raised by Labor, the ALP's Joel Fitzgibbon. Joining me now from the conference is Josh Becker. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
So a lot of things on the agenda and some heated issues too, I would imagine, for the industry too to contemplate.
Look, these panels at the Australian Dairy Conference have often been heated in the past, especially the last couple of years. Discussions with Murray Gold and Saputo, one of the big features of last year. And this year is no different. It was shaping up to be a very heated discussion, but I think in some ways things are starting to change in the dairy industry, and there is a bit more talk of collaboration, building an industry together between, and some of the issues and challenges that processors are facing, not just the ones that we have been hearing from farmers around the cost of production, some of the high input costs, high energy costs, milk price issues as well. So it's been really interesting to hear some of the pressures that processors are facing as well. That's taken centre stage here at the Dairy Conference in Canberra.
But I guess the thing is that people need to be able to make money. They need to be able to have a living, and we're hearing that with the squeeze on, something's got to give, and I guess processors are hurting as well as dairy farmers. You know, the only thing that's going to improve that is an increase in price.
That's right. I mean, things from the consumer point of view as well, talking about $1 a litre milk, which has been front of mind for a lot of people this week, processors weighed in on that and had some really interesting comments. We had Bega Cheese, Fonterra, Norco and Saputo all presenting today. Lino Saputo Jr. got a round of applause from dairy farmers when he said, essentially, it doesn't make any sense to sell $1 a litre milk. So he's making good on the contracts that Murray Goulburn had signed with some of the retailers, but he's flagging that this needs to be addressed, this needs to be changed. And I guess speaking to some farmers here, they say, well, it's all good to talk about that, but people will be judged on their actions and what actually happens, whether there'll be changes in place. Greg McNamara from Norco had some interesting things to say about the retailers as well. He said that some of the handouts that have been placed for farmers, buckets in supermarkets for farmers, sends the wrong message. No matter whether it's just about the drought or whether it's about the sustainability of the dairy industry, it creates the wrong culture, and he doesn't want to see that sort of message getting out there. He wants to see a sustainable dairy industry and farmers being paid more for their milk.
I guess so. What's needed, really, if you're talking about dollar milk pricing and you're talking about that handout mentality, maybe a culture change is needed in the industry for that to happen. And you have to bring the supermarkets along with that too.
Look, I think that's an important point, and I think a lot of people have talked about leadership within the industry. They've talked about the government structure. They've talked about the way that the industry advocates what it needs from politicians, and that's been centre stage as well, because this week we've seen the federal Labor opposition raise the idea of a floor price, and that's been another interesting discussion to hear, not only from farmers but processors, who I have to say were really quite shocked to see that being put on the table, and have been frantically trying to get in touch with Joel Fitzgibbon and had conversations with him over the past 24-48 hours about how that would work in the industry and really try and see what that would mean.
Because, of course, it has implications in regards to regulation, deregulation, also the wool industry and their experience with minimum prices as well, floor prices. So there's a whole range of issues that, a whole Pandora's box that gets opened there.
Absolutely, and I think that's been interesting to hear from farmers and processors about that, about how that would work. I mean, Labor's saying they'll ask the ACCC to investigate it and see how that would work. So at this stage, it seems to be an idea and one that some people say, look, let's just have a look at it and see how it would work in the industry. And some farmers are in favour of that. But others are saying, look, we don't want to go back in time. We've spent it's been 20 years since deregulation. We don't want to go back to, we want to move forward and come up with an industry plan, which they're going to be working on over the next few months, a whole dairy industry plan, and plans have been made in the past, but this one is looking ahead and setting out an agenda and a way forward for the industry as a whole. And I think there's been some real positivity from farmers about that at this conference, where people are looking forward and hoping to invest. And we're seeing processors invest in stainless steel and invest in infrastructure. And what will the real question is around that is, will they be able to fill those facilities with milk, as we're seeing the national herd decline and production drop between 7 to 9% across the country? So where's that milk going to come from, and what's going to put confidence in the industry? A lot of farmers are saying it's got to be a better price.
Thanks for that, Josh. You better leave it there.
Thanks, Michael.
Josh Becker there at the National Dairy Farmers Conference in Canberra, and still on the issue of dairy. And you might have some views. You can send us a text, 0467 922 684, the minimum price idea, the 10 cent a litre, maybe too little too late. 0467 922 684 is the number to text me here at the Country Hour. Now, a dairy farmer on the state's far north coast is so disgusted with the response from Coles to Woolworths lifting its milk price, he's breaking his contract with Norco. A Lismore-based processor has a contract with Coles to supply it milk for its home brand milk in the northern market, with Saputo owning the contract in the southern market. Of course, Coles won't commit to ending its $1 a litre milk. Well, Tuncester dairy farmer Paul Weir has emailed Norco seeking an early release from his contract with the cooperative unless Coles changes its position.
Full credit to Woolworths for doing it, but Coles, yeah, words can't describe how angry and disappointed we are with Coles' stand.
Once Woolies announced that, did you expect that Coles would follow? I mean, was that the expectation among Norco suppliers?
I think with across all suppliers across the country, I thought it was, you know, that they would. I mean, it just makes common sense. We're in one of the worst droughts in history. Milk's dropping down to one of the lowest records in a long time, in 20 or 30 years, the milk level's been, and local milk and everything, all the milk around here, everyone's doing it real tough. Feed costs have gone through the roof. Everyone's making a loss, and yet here they are just trying to make a commercial gain against their major competitor. It's pathetic.
Coles has called for an industry-wide levy, but as long as that was applied to all retailers and across all milk products, would that make any difference? Would that work?
No. The fundamentals of this problem is milk is being sold well below the cost of production, and it needs to go up. It's a fundamental. We don't need levies. They just want to treat us like paupers and like beggars. And I'm sorry, but we're too proud of what we do to actually take out handouts. The fundamental problem is it is well underneath the cost of production. And if this industry is going to be sustainable, we need a price rise across the whole dairy cabinet, milk, cheese, yogurts, butter, the whole lot. The domestic price, the Coles discounting of it is sending the whole industry to the wall.
So with Woolworths lifting its price, how far ahead of Norco has that put Parmalat suppliers in terms of price?
Well, when you work out the figures, it could work out to be, you know, across a whole 12-month annualised, probably potentially 5 or 6 cents a litre, you know, and that is massive. That's certainly an issue that Norco is going to have to address. But, you know, for me and my family, it is, we just don't want to supply Coles anymore. And, yeah, I sent an email to Norco this week stating that, you know, I will be seeking, unless Coles play the game, I will be seeking to get out of my contract with Norco. I just don't want to supply them. Their business values and mine just don't agree. I choose not to do business with people like that, and I don't want any of my milk going through a Coles for them to make profit out of it while I'm sitting here making a loss on it.
How long's left in your Norco contract, and how much is it going to cost for you to break it?
Yeah, well, realistically, I theoretically would have, you know, probably 3.5 years left, and it's going to cost me a fair cent to get out of it. But as I said, this is a principal stand that I intend to take, and At the end of the day, you know, you're sitting here making a loss anyway. So to get out of it, another few tens of thousands, I haven't actually sat down and actually fully worked out what it is, but that's beside the problem. I would much prefer, I'd prefer to give my milk away than actually in front of a Coles shop than actually let Coles sell it as a loss and just for them to profiteer on it.
Well, the chairman and acting CEO of Norco has said that if retailers, including Coles, didn't lift their price, they'd be dumped as customers by Norco. Would you like to see him stick to his word?
I'd be all for it. I would be all for it. I have had a private discussion before I sent the email with Greg, and I personally, whilst we can't afford a pay cut, you know, my personally, like I said, I would be happy to do it, because their business principles and mine just don't align, and hence I'm seeking to not supply any company that supplies Coles.
And what did you think of Labor's promise, its proposal to set a minimum milk price and use the ACCC to investigate how to establish one?
Yeah, well, the principle is great, but we've talked about it for the last 18 years, and they were in power, you know, some of them times, and we had some of those last 18 years, and we had a Senate inquiry while they were there, and they chose not to do anything. And I guess from today's point of view, in today's Parliament today, how it got voted down so quickly by the Liberal National Party was once again very disappointing. You know, we've been rallying with the National Party as farmers for them to take the lead and do something for us. And once again, the previous Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, was said he was going to fix the problem, and they just refused to. And once again, we had only, 4 or 5 months ago, Scott Morrison said he didn't want to see the price of milk go up. And once again, it was a pathetic move from their politicians.
Dairy farmer Paul Weir speaking to Kim Honan on his farm outside Lismore. He milks around 350 cows, producing 2.5 million litres of milk a year for Norco. We've been trying to get some comment from Coles and also from Norco in regards to that story. Quite a few texts have come in, and Michael at Wagga's texted in saying, while we blame the supermarkets for the dollar per litre milk debacle, we brought this issue upon ourselves as consumers. If no one purchased $1 milk, then it wouldn't be an issue. A fixed milk price is a very slippery slope, says Michael as well. Next thing, we'll be shooting dairy cattle like we did after the wool reserve price scheme. It's coming up to 18 minutes past 12 here on the New South Wales Country Hour. Well, still with dairy issues and morally and ethically bankrupt. This is how some mid-North Coast dairy farmers describe the refusal of both Coles and Aldi supermarkets to follow Woolworths' lead and increase milk prices. The strong feelings come as federal Labor is promising, if elected, it would investigate the possibility of that floor price for milk. Michael Kavanagh reports caution is being expressed by producers towards Labor's proposal. Others are talking about walking away from their links with Coles.
Labor's proposal has generated a mixed reaction. New South Wales Farmers welcomes what it says is Labor's recognition that something must change to secure sustainability for the Australian dairy industry. It comes amidst the move by Woolworths to pay more for dairy products supplied by farmers through processor Parmalat. Coles and Aldi have not moved. Dr. James Neal is from a dairying family at Oxley Island, east of Taree, and returned to the business after getting a PhD in vet science. He points to Coles profits, comparing this to farmers being forced to sell their milk below production cost, and some forced to rely on Centrelink. His brother Pat milks around 400 supplying Norco. He too says there's an ethical issue.
The idea of a regulated market is good because it will give us some control over the price, and that's like at the moment we're just at the mercy of anyone that wants to take advantage of the dairy industry. On the other hand, I saw what happened to the sheep wool industry when they tried to regulate it. It has had 20 tough years since wool price ended. So I think there's a message in there for us that regulation doesn't work, but we do need to find something sustainable, like having the same milk price for 18 years without any increase. I think most farmers have run out of where they're going to pull the next rabbit from. Electricity prices go up, 5% a year? Rates, water, wages, where are we going to keep going? It's that creep in the cost of expenses for this business or running the business that is probably killing the industry now, and not just dairy, but all the agriculture in general.
Labor promises to have the ACCC investigate the best way to establish a minimum farm gate milk price. What sort of thing do you think could work as a minimum?
It'd be quite a complicated situation and a lot of things to consider in that, and I think it'd be a positive thing. I think there's a lot of things to consider, not just there's the free trade agreement with New Zealand, what will happen with that. It's quite a complex issue, and most politicians, I think, they're all for free trade now. I guess that's a question that probably needs to be asked. What are some of those implications before we head off down that road of investigating this further?
South of Taree, Jackie Woolnough is a fifth-generation farmer milking around 80. She believes there's a need for a Royal Commission into the industry and immediate action.
Might help if it was going to be done tomorrow, but it's not going to be done tomorrow, is it? You're talking about investigating things and looking into it, and we know how long it takes for the ACCC to do anything, and then they end up that it still doesn't have an outcome. I just find that enough is enough, and the consumer can afford to pay more, and they have to, because if they want fresh milk and safe dairy products, whether it's infant formula, cheese, yogurts, custards, ice creams or whatever, then they have to pay. So I feel that we need to be doing and creating an emergency levy right now of 25 cents a litre on all dairy products, not just looking at Woolworths doing the 450 farmers. Every dairy farmer in Australia needs a price rise right now. So if we put in an emergency levy, whatever time it takes for whichever government's going to be in the next few months to work out what they're going to do and how they're going to make change, it shouldn't affect the farmer. They can at long last start to have a bit of a living and start to go forward with their planning.
This sort of promise from Labor, would that influence your vote?
Well, not unless they get in and have a lot more to be said than the little bit that I've seen already. I mean, it's a promise of what? It doesn't really have any teeth there in regards to the nitty-gritty there, Michael. We have to hear something with real guarantee. But even so, I do in the future hope that there is some sort of a floor price brought in, and again, it rises with inflation, as does everything else in the business world around it.
You're talking about a 25 cent levy. You supplied a Parmalat, which goes to Woolworths, and the money that's flowing back from the change in pricing by Woolworths, is that going to influence your farm program at all?
Well, it's wonderful that Woolworths have made the move to change the dollar a litre milk, but we've got to go a lot further than that. It is a start. And it's good to see that Parmalat's going to be involved and pass the money back. But my question is, I'm not 100% sure that we get the full 10 cents of that from the consumer is not going to go back to us, because there is administration costs that will be taken out. So again, I'm questioning how much does the farmer get back in their pocket.